Just want to make one point in connection with what our brother has just said. And we see exactly how the disciples responded when they saw the Lord, when they knew the Lord, that it was He. The challenge is that we come together just as they had come together. It's the same word I understand, assembled. We love to use the word assembly. And when we come together, what is it for? Is it to recognize Him in the midst? Because if we do, He's going to show us something of Himself. So that when we see what He has shown us of Himself, there is going to be rejoicing. First, His coming brings peace. I know so many of us, when we leave home, sometimes we get to the meeting and we are there wondering, did I turn off the stove? And the devil keeps that before you, you know. But He says, peace, we are together. The Lord is here. Peace be unto you. And then He wants to show us of Himself in the course of the meeting. Our brother mentioned some of the things that we shouldn't be occupied with, circumstances, etc. He wants to show us Himself. And that relationship that is predicated on His death and resurrection. But then He says to them, peace a second time. And here comes what our brother Marinus was referring to. He says, peace a second time. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Brethren, when we come together, and He has promised to be in the midst where two or three are gathered together unto my name. It might be 2,000, but He only needs two or three to be gathered unto His name. He's going to be there. He's going to keep our eyes, His desire is to have our eyes focused on Him so that whatever circumstances we may have been in, He gives us peace so that we may see Him. But afterwards He says, peace be unto you as the Father has sent me. He wants, out of that meeting of our coming together, He wants to express somewhat of Himself to others around. And wonder of all wonders, to use us in that expression.